Ching, ching. Ain't no cherries lining up. Ain't no double nothing lining up. Every time you do it, you get a seven in the middle and two blanks on either side. Don't nothing come back. Hello. See, I'm familiar. I've seen the machines. I've operated them at one time. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Ching, ching. Some of y'all so desperate you can't wait on God, you go to the table that you don't know nothing about. And you go to rolling something. In the name of Jesus. I've never figured this one out, Pastor Chofield. I've never figured that one out. They don't know nothing about that table. Then you go to the other one with the wheel, and they throw the marble in the middle of the wheel. And you be like, come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. You promised to bless me, Jesus. Number 16, Jesus. Four times four is 16. One plus six is seven. Seven's a good number in the kingdom. Come on, Jesus. Nothing. 10. And by the time you get done, the little bit of money that you had is gone. Because you won't try a sure thing. The scripture says in Psalm 16, the lot has been cast. And once the lot has been cast, it's going to turn up in your favor. See, anytime God casts the lots for your life, it's going to always work in your favor. Always. But you out there trying to make it happen. Can I go deeper? Sure. Because I feel it in the atmosphere. Scratch offs. They're in the house. I perceive by the Spirit of God there are scratch-offs in the house. Down in your pocket and in your pocketbook. Some down in your bosom. And every week you go and make this investment, trying to hit it big. Still trying to figure out if you hit the $1 million, whether you'll go on television or not. And you keep scratching, and you keep scratching. And you come up with nothing. See, the little $20, $50, $125 ain't what you really need. And by the time that you've paid and bought all those scratch-offs, you just get your little bit of money back, and that's about it. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Now, I'm not going to walk down the aisle and try to figure out where you are with the scratch-offs. Hallelujah. I'm not going to allow the Holy Spirit to lead me to you where you are to find out who. But you're just scratching. And you're looking like, Jesus, please, Jesus. I ain't talking about something somebody gave you as a gift. I'm talking about you going around right down to the little corner store. Y'all know this is the day. I got up this morning and I know this is my lucky day. And you just scratching. Huh? And it may sound funny, but see, God has given us a sure way to be provided for. He has given us a sure thing. Amen? Hallelujah. So take them little scratch offs out your pocket. And, you know, get rid of them. That ain't how it's coming. Can I prophesy to you? That ain't how it's coming. Other folk might get it like that, but you ain't going to get it like that. Because God trying to make a name for himself through your life. And he want to just bless you supernaturally. So that when you give your testimony, you don't have to show a scratch off. You can say, I live by the word, went by the word, And this is the end result. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, I won't talk about lottery tickets. I'm done. I just got one more scripture and I'm done. We received the offering one time. Was it last year? Might have been last year. Where's Shirley? Is Shirley in here? Was it last year that we got the lottery ticket and the offering? Last year, somebody, I don't mind. If you ain't saved and well, look, I ain't gonna say that because some of y'all, you wanna put a lottery ticket in the offering, put it in there. Somebody put a lottery ticket in there, I ain't asked no questions. As I says, I don't care. Call the lottery number and see if we won. We ain't buy it. I said, you all sitting up here talking about, what are we going to do? Call downtown and find out if this number came up. We ain't buy it. Somebody came in here and bought it. Somebody, and they gave it to the Lord. And we received it. And they said, call that. What's the number? What numbers came up today? You don't know how God want to bless us. We ain't buy it. Unfortunately, God really proves us. He tests us sometimes to see what we're going to do. But I don't have no problem with that. I tell you, I've told y'all before, if somebody come in here and they won the lottery and they gonna tithe, I don't have to know where it came from. I just received the tithe of the Lord and add it to the treasury of the Lord. Amen? The wealth of the wicked is what? We don't always know how they got it. But the Lord will many times bring it into the kingdom. Amen, for a divine purpose. And so that's what it's all about. Matthew 7:24 says this, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise. It's like a person who builds a house on a solid rock. If you listen to and obey his teaching, he equates you with a wise person. As a wise person, you are wise, and you build your house on a solid rock. So that when the winds and the storms of life come, you can be settled. You don't have to worry, because God will always take care of his own. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God desires that you model your obedience to Christ before your friends, your family members, and all those that you are in contact with. That you model obedience before them so they will understand. And sometimes, as I said, sometimes you have to isolate yourself from some folk who are constantly walking in disobedience in order for others sometimes to suffer. Sometimes you got to isolate yourself. I was telling somebody this the other day that love. Dr. Dobson wrote that book, Tough Love. And sometimes you got to be hard on people that you love, in order for them to get the revelation and an understanding of what they must do and be responsible. And so it's the same way in the kingdom. There are times when you're walking with people, and sometimes you got to isolate yourself and let them suffer the consequences. Amen? You got to let them learn by suffering. Many times you've told them, and you've told them, and you've told them, and sometimes you just got to step back and say, you're going to have to learn the hard way. I'm going to love you. I'm going to be here, and I'm going to keep modeling obedience to Christ before you. And while you're going through whatever you're going through, my prayer is going to be that God will bring you out quickly so that you can honor him in obedience as well, because that's what it's all about. I want to close with this statement from Dr. Charles Stanley's book, his newsletter. He says, don't make the mistake of allowing human logic to dictate whether you follow God's plan. Trust in him as Peter and those other faithful believers did. When they chose to obey what the Lord was saying, they all experienced divine power. They all experienced divine power released on their behalf. And if you will obey God, he will release his divine power in your favor, and you will be blessed. Come on, let's give the Lord praise in this place. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you that it is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you for the seed of the word that has fallen upon good ground. We pray now by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit that this word will take root in the hearts of the hearers, and that now, Holy Spirit, you will move and draw men and women, boys and girls unto yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We simply choose to obey you. We simply choose to obey you. We recognize that time is short. The world is evil. People need a Savior. The church, your church that you've called together, you've placed us in a dark world as a shining light to be an example. Your love, your power to heal and to deliver and to forgive, to save, calls us, your righteous ones, to rise up like never before and to walk in obedience before you, to do as you command us to do, no matter what. No matter what we say, no matter what you've asked us to do, no matter what it looks like, even if it has never been done before, calls us to trust you enough that we will say yes to your will in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. While your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, would you just reach out and ask your neighbor, are you saved? Is Jesus Lord of your life? If you are under the sound of my voice and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, and today you've made the decision, as you have heard the word, that you want to obey God. You want to obey his word. You desire to surrender your life to him. Jesus loves you.